Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to The Daily. My name is James.
My name is Sarah.
And we are back. We're sorry for the long, kind of unplanned break. We were trying to do a couple episodes before we went on our trip, and it just got super busy, and then we were a lot busier on our trip than we expected to be. So we are sorry about that. Our trip, however, was a lot of fun. It was nice to just relax and kind of be separated from life for a little bit. I know today was my first day back at work as of recording, and it was a different atmosphere. It's kind of weird just stepping away for a week and then coming back and noticing how much changes just in a little amount of time.
The first song we have up for you today is Love God, Love People by Danny Gokey.
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out, all this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, has me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, 'cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. Will be found when love can be loud, 'cause love is what it's all about. I tell myself to keep this up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicated things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, 'cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. Rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple. It's really so simple. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple.
Today's scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 16:13. Keep alert, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong. For today's talking topic, we kind of wanted to talk about one of our favorite things that we did in Nashville, or Tennessee in general, because we also went to Knoxville. But I know one of my favorite things was something that we did in Nashville, and it was called the Listening Room. James's cousin actually introduced it to us. It's a place where a bunch of these unknown artists, they sing songs that they've written from popular artists that you don't know who wrote it, but it was fun to kind of be there and find out what songs that these people actually wrote, and it was fun to listen to the songs that they've recorded themselves that we've now found ourselves listening to on the music platforms that we listen to. I know I've been listening to their songs on repeat since we heard them. So it was just kind of a nice time to be there and learn about these people and learn the stories of kind of how these songs came about and how they were written. So the listening room was definitely one of my favorite things. So if you're ever in Nashville, definitely check that out.
When I was a kid, me, my mom, my dad, my brother, and my cousin took a trip to Tennessee, and it was one of the first trips that I remember, really. And it's not like I was that young. I was 9 years old, but for some reason, this trip is very nostalgic for me. It was a lot of fun. We ended up staying in Gatlinburg, and when we were booking this trip for me and Sarah, we ended up booking a stay in Knoxville because I thought that was the city that we stayed in. It turns out that they're not that far apart from Knoxville to Gatlinburg. So we ended up going to this place that we went when I was a kid in Gatlinburg. And I think that was probably my favorite part of the trip. Although the listening room was really fun and really cool. I think that that day in the mountain was just really fun because it took me back to when I was a kid, because it was like an amusement park type thing, and it was at the top of this mountain, and we took a ski lift all the way to the top where there was this giant outlook, and you could see just miles and miles, and it was so pretty. I think that had to be my favorite part of the trip, was just because of that chairlift, the time that you spent going all the way up to the top, and then even riding back down to the bottom because it was so pretty looking out. This next song is from one of my new favorite artists in Christian music. It's another song by Crowder. This is going to be Milk and Honey.
I'm headed to a place where the rivers flow. I'm headed to a place where the streets are gold. Oh, my soul. I know. You won't need no money. You can't bring your fame. Soon the day is coming when we will see his face. Choirs will be singing, saints on bended knee. Angels will be dancing. We will all be free. God in all his glory, as far can see, it's like every day is Sunday in the land of milk and honey. I'm headed to a place where the flowers grow. I'm headed to a place with no tombstone. Sing my soul until I'm home. You can't bring your money. You can't bring your fame. Forever there is only one name above all names. Choirs will be singing, saints on bended knee. Angels will be dancing. Let it run, let it run. Oh, oh.
If you would please join me, I'm going to say a quick little prayer. Father God, I thank you so much for being here with us today. I ask that you be with us as we travel around today, as we go to and from work. I ask that you be with us and our families as we go about our days, and remind us that, you know, everything is for you. God, set our eyes upon you so that way we can do what we need to do to glorify your name. Lord, you alone have the power to do this. And God, we ask that you just be with those who need you the most. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in for the daily. Again, I'm sorry we were so late on episodes. Like James said, it was weird to get back into work and get back into the vibe of work. A lot less relaxing than our vacation was. But thank you for joining us, and we will see you on Saturday. My name is Sarah.
And my name is James.
And you're listening to
The Daily.